At the end of the month, there could be an increase in planted acres for both corn and soybeans. However, Citizens Elevator Vice President of Grain, Angie Setzer, says changes in the June acreage report are usually a wild card.
I'm not necessarily in that camp simply because I'm both my backyard in Michigan and where I lived here in northern Iowa were well delayed on their ability to get planted. So maybe a little bit of backyarditis on my part, but I'm not necessarily sure we'll see some big changes, but it's definitely the 500-pound gorilla in the room.
When it comes to current market conditions, Setzer isn't getting too married to one narrative. A lot of factors, including trade relations and crop conditions, can change between now and harvest time.
And I'm telling myself that same thing, of course, because there are so many factors and left at play. But to see the market and see a lot of the market analysts really get married to that bearish narrative here, it was difficult to watch. So when the market gives us that opportunity to be locking in prices, definitely think folks should be taking advantage of it, but they also should be aware that, you know, we have a lot of time left and a lot of opportunities hopefully will present themselves.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.